Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, second half of our Tuesday two-a-day. I guess today technically becomes a two-for-Tuesday. Oh, how delightful. And this is the streaming half. You guys saw that in the thumbnail already. So I think you have a pretty good idea of what to expect if you've watched or listened to either of our first two versions of this show. We did one on Friday. We did one yesterday. We will have one again tomorrow and Thursday. We will likely not have a streaming episode on Friday afternoon unless I do one from my car. I won't be doing one from my car. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to this bonus episode of Fantasy NBA Today. Hope you guys are enjoying our head-to-head playoff streaming episodes of the show. 15 minutes or less is the goal on these bad boys. I'm Dan Bespris. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Bespris. This, of course, is a Sports Ethos presentation. SportsEthos.com. Check out the baseball draft guide immediately and our pals at Manscaped.com with promo code ETHOS20. For those that are watching the video feed, you will also see the streaming calendar, which I have been adding color coding to a little bit more every day as we go here. And this has given everybody a look at this week and next week as we plot out a course on the fantasy NBA landscape. The format for these shows is we're going to look at the schedule. We're going to look at the teams that have the best schedules, and you can kind of see them in a visual sense. And then we're going to talk the players that fit that mold. So, very quickly here. Here are the teams and how they stack up, and we'll sort of roll through them as we go. Good schedule starting today. The best one on the board is the Cleveland Cavaliers. They start a 5-game in 7-day stretch tonight, hosting Boston. They're in Atlanta tomorrow. They've got Minnesota on Friday, Brooklyn on Sunday, and then Phoenix on Monday. In sort of on the other side of a weekly turnover, but it's still 5 games in 7 days. That's the only one of those that starts today. There are a handful of teams that go 4 times in 6 days starting today, which is also quite useful, especially those that begin it with a back-to-back. Those teams are the Atlanta Hawks, the Houston Rockets, trying to scroll to keep up with what I'm talking about, the Orlando Magic, and the Philadelphia 76ers. There is one other team that has 4 and 6 starting today. It's the Miami Heat, but their back-to-back is on Thursday and Friday, which doesn't afford you quite as much flexibility, at least in terms of if you make that Heat pickup, you kind of have to hold through Friday, whereas for those other teams we mentioned, you may not have to. Things that you're looking forward to here today, and if you're not using moves today, one thing to keep in mind would be Chicago. They start a 6-games in 9-night stretch tomorrow, which is generally like a back-to-back, then 2 games over kind of 5 days in the middle, and then another back-to-back on the sandwich side of that. Charlotte, as folks that are watching can see, they also start a 6-games in 9-night stretch. That's on Friday. And if we scroll down a bit, you'll see the Clippers actually start a 5-game-in-7-night stretch on Saturday of this week. So those are sort of the very heavy schedule notes coming up, as well as the Portland Trailblazers, who we talked about on yesterday's show. They're in the midst of a very good scheduling block, which, of course, is highlighted by a 5-7 that starts on Friday of this week. So what do we do with that information? Well, there are some players that you can use in these scenarios, and I'm going to try to very quickly switch what you guys are seeing on your screen so you can see the players that we're talking about as possible use case guys. Here we go. Let's get that pulled up nice and gigantic on the screen. Everybody can take a look at it in real time. Basically, what we're looking at here for this other half of things is, okay, well, let's say we're streaming from these teams. How do we decide what players make sense in those scenarios? And there are a few parts of this that we kind of have to look through. Number one is, you know, are these guys even playing? So, you know, that some of this is still a little bit up in the air. Let's make sure that we can get this all up there. There we go. There's all the names on the screen at the same time. So you got to wait until the very last second if you can to try to make sure that these guys are actually active for the games you're picking them up in. But if you're looking at the Cavaliers, for instance, they go 5-7 nights. Isaac Okoro, if he plays, would be a very good one with Donovan Mitchell out and Caris LeVert still questionable. Sam Merrill is the other one where you really need both of those guys out for him to sort of hit his stride. I think if LeVert, say, comes back, you'll still get an okay line out of Okoro. I don't know that you'll get much out of Sam Merrill, which makes him a little bit tougher because you're looking to add whoever this guy is you're picking up for a full 7 days. So not a lot of flexibility on that front, but a lot of games played. 5-7 days, you can use somebody that's not doing very much and you can still get a lot out of them. If you're looking at for more flexibility, you'll probably look at those other three teams we mentioned, which was the Atlanta Hawks, the Houston Rockets, the Orlando Magic, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Those teams all have a back-to-back tonight. Going into tomorrow, you can continue to hold for as many as 6 days on those, which would roll you all the way through the end of the week. But if you needed to abandon ship earlier, you have that opportunity because you could just go with the back-to-back and then make a move, say, on Thursday, or you could hold them through Friday, make a move on Saturday for a weekend back-to-back, or just to change up what categories you're attacking, or to try to set yourself up. We just talked about a moment ago the 5-game-in-7-night team that begins on Saturday. That was the Clippers. So there, it gives you a certain flexibility here, but does also require using up more of your weekly moves. The players that you could eyeball that go back-to-back, and also 3-game-in-4-nights, and also 4-game-in-6-nights. On the Sixers, Paul Reed and Mo Bamba, as well as Kyle Lowry now, who wasn't on this list earlier today, but has since been added with Tyrese Maxey being placed in concussion protocol. So that's a change that happened from my tweet earlier this morning. So add Kyle Lowry to that mix. We were talking earlier on yesterday's non-streaming show, the recap episode on Monday, that Kyle Lowry is very close to just being a standard add. Very good injury fill-in here with Maxey likely to miss at least one ball game. We know one, maybe more than that, which is a devastating blow for teams that are in their playoff hunt because concussion stuff, you just sort of don't know. But Kyle Lowry gets in there, provided he can actually play in the back-to-back, and I think they're going to try to force him into it. I think this is going to be Nick Nurse saying, look, we need whatever we can get out of you, Kyle, until we get Tyrese back, and that's when they would probably give him a little bit of a breather. So Reed, Bamba, Lowry are the Sixers you could look at. The Hawks, you can check your league to see who's rostered and who's not. It's possible that nobody on the Hawks is low enough roster ship where you could then go and assume that, not even an assumption, I guess, where you could turn them into a streamer. They might just be on rosters already because, like, Sadiq Bey's playing 25 or 35 minutes a game. DeAndre Hunter's around 28 minutes a game lately. They are going a pretty short rotation. It's sort of six guys getting a lot of minutes. Bruno Fernando would be the only one you might consider in a tight spot, but Clint Capella's minutes have been trending up with his minutes cap slowly lifting. And so I don't know if you're going to get more than 17 or 18 minutes out of Fernando, which, you know, fine in a back-to-back, that might give you 16 points on, you know, like 7 out of 9 shooting with a couple of free throws, and he might get you 7 or 8 boards. and he might get you four blocks over those two games, but, you know, that's using a lot of roster move to get not a ton of stuff back. So that's why I didn't put Fernando on this list. If you're going Rockets direction, Amen Thompson and Dylan Brooks would be the fringy guys that may be on or off of rosters in your leagues that would fit the mold here for a back-to-back or 3-4 or 4-6. And then the Magic probably have arguably the sort of easiest pick or lot to pick from, if only because they just have more guys that have been fringy all year. Guys that in a 9-cat scenario don't really belong on rosters day in and day out, but do just enough otherwise to be like, all right, I guess. So those guys would be like a Jalen Suggs, who's probably rostered. Gary Harris, who might get a back-to-back off, but he could sort of float in there. I didn't put him on my list because we didn't know if he would play in their back-to-back. Mo Wagner might be my favorite one to throw in that mix. He's been pretty good lately. Fultz is not going to play in the back-to-back, so that's why he's not in the list. And so then you get Cole Anthony, who likely gets about a 6-7-8 minute bump when Fultz sits out. So then with Anthony, you get, you know, 20-some-odd minutes one game, maybe high teens the other. Hopefully that gets you about 40 to 45 over the back-to-back. I don't really want to hold on to Cole Anthony the whole week. Mo Wagner, I probably could consider holding on to for the entire week. But it's, again, you have that flexibility built in with these back-to-back slash slightly longer medium or long streams, depending on how you want to play this thing out.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So that's basically the look here is, and I did it in 10 and a half minutes today, so that's pretty good. That's the direction you're going. If you're thinking about tomorrow, there isn't a lot you want to do tomorrow. A lot of teams have three games the rest of the week, but at that point, you probably should have made your move yesterday or today. Wednesday is not a day I typically like to make moves when I'm long streaming. Thursday, I might consider it again. But if all possible, I'd like to try to hold off. The reason you'd look at Thursday is because there are a couple of teams that have three games over four nights to finish the week, which is special because, you know, there aren't that many. I think it's maybe three-ish teams that can boast three games from Thursday to the end. So, like, if you had a team that went yesterday and tomorrow, but say only has one game after that, Utah, for instance, they go Monday, Wednesday, and then Saturday, you could take a Jazz player, flip him for... Well, Brooklyn, everybody on that team's been picked up already, but there's a couple more, actually. Miami and Minnesota are teams that go 3-4 to finish the week. So then you turn that three-game Utah week with one move into a five-game slot, if that makes sense. Because, like, Miami, Minnesota, they only had one game the first 3 days of the week, and then three games the last 4 days. You pair that up with Utah, that has two in the first three and one in the last four. That's how you use one move on the perfect day. You turn a three-game week into a five-game week. Anytime you can use a move to add two games to your week in a long-streaming universe, you pretty much take that opportunity. Nice thing about Minnesota, too, if you wanted to go that direction, is they play on Tuesday of next week, so the schedule doesn't get crummy until after that. And that's really the today through Thursday look. But again, if you want to sort of hold off, remember Portland 5-7 starting on Friday, Clippers 5-7 starting on Saturday. And then you actually have a one or two more that starts for it's Utah towards the end of next week and Boston towards the end of next week as well. So those things you can kind of look ahead to. And that is your lava, lightning fast streamer show. Quick look at the chat room before we turn this thing off. Do I think Julius Randle or Joel Embiid is going to return before the end of week 21? So first of all, it depends on which week 21 you're referring to. Because technically this is the 20th week of the season, but a lot of sites combined the All-Star break into 1 week. So if you're considering this week 19, and you're considering March 11th, week 20, and March 18th, week 21, I think there's maybe like a 30% chance Randall's back by then. I don't think there's almost any chance Joel Embiid is back by the end of that week. Jonte Porter or Clowney today? Wow, that is a very deep league. Ooh, boy, I wasn't ready for that one. All right, hold on. Give me just a second here. Woof. I guess I'd go Porter because he at least played 7 minutes in their last ball game after Poeltl went down. So you might get like 14 to 15 minutes out of Porter possibly. I don't know. I know De'Ron Sharp is out for the Nets. So does Clowney play? You're taking a shot there that he jumps into all of Sharp's minutes, and I don't know that he gets all of them. He might get a few. So I think I'd lean Porter in that ridiculously deep discussion. Should I drop Trey Murphy for Andrew Wiggins? No. I mean, remember how Wiggins came back from his family stuff last year? Took him a full damn season to shake off that rust. So I'm going to say no. Stick with Trey Murphy for now. But look, I'll tell you what, like, and this is the cop-out answer. If Wiggins looks like he looked before he took his personal leave, then yes, he was doing better than Murphy at that point, but Trey's gotten really hot since then with McCollum out, and he sort of carried that over into now the Pelican situation with McCollum back. And I don't know that there's a perfect answer to this one. Wiggins is probably the better long-term play. But Trey's so hot right now, I don't know how you can do this discussion without quoting Zoolander. Thanks again, everybody. Like, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff on the way out. Want to try to get these things done in 15 minutes. We're at 14 minutes and 55 seconds. I'm Dan Bespris, at Dan Bespris on Twitter, talking really fast on the way out. We'll see you tomorrow. Another twofer on Wednesday. Later.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.